wow, the Jazz really shouldn't have had the time for that last second shot. But they did, and Rodney Hood hit the game winner to give Utah the 103-100 win against Dallas on Friday night at the Vivint Smart Home Arena. It started with Deron Williams having the ball with 23 seconds left. He drove the offensive possession for the Mavericks, but he decided to shoot with 8 seconds left. The Jazz got the ball, went the length of the court, and then scored the three-pointer with 0.8 seconds left on the clock. How are the Mavs in this game? Well, it took a lot from the fact that Utah didn't play great defense in the first half, and they went 12 for 28 overall from three. 8 of 17 of those came in the first half, and Quinn Snyder was visibly upset with the way that his team defended the three-point line. In fact, he interrupted frequent Gunther and Ben Guest, Andy Larson, in the post-game presser.
You referenced the defense in the first half not being up to your usual standard without having looked at the...
I said atrocious.
Yeah. Fair.
There wasn't a standard. It was awful. And it was awful. Sorry, Andy. You can ask a question in a second. We made so many mental mistakes. You know, the emphasis was take away the three-point line, take away the three-point line. And we flooded over to Barnes. We left. You know, we went under. We made mental errors. And they can shoot. That's what they do. And if you give them open threes, they're going to make them, and then they're going to get even more confident, and they're going to hit tough shots, and that's what happened.
In spite of the poor defensive outing in the first half, they won. A 41-27 advantage on the boards, a 48-28 mark in points in the paint. They were able to get all over this veteran squad, which lacks size because of the injuries that they've been dealing with. Rudy Gobert continued his high level of play in the month of December. He went 16-10, good for his sixth straight double-double. But let's get to that final shot that Rodney Hood put up with 0.8 seconds to spare. Hood had the victory shimmy, and it was because of Rudy Gobert's teaching.
I showed him the move before the game, you know, in the locker room, and I didn't know I was going to do it during the game.
You know, when I dribbled the first time, I saw Deron Williams just stop, you know, and I was able to get past him. You know, it was, like I said, it was backpedaling. They probably had one or two people back, and I just rose up and shot it. It was the best shot I feel like I could get with the clock going down.
Rodney, in his second game back from a hamstring injury last week, was able to score 15 points, but his last three was certainly the most important. Jazz now are winners of 10 of the last 12 and go on the road for two, starting with Memphis on Sunday. For more coverage of the Jazz, make sure to check us out here on 1320kfan.com and listen to Gunther and Ben weekdays from 3 to 7. JP Chunga, 1320 KFan.